פרס במדבור גמור סז בגיל למד א' דוקטי גמורי טניו רב שמעין בן אלעזר אומר עז ותיקן להם לישראל שיקויר עם כל שבתורס יענים קוינים עטרס עזר was מסעקים that we read Ezra was masakin that we read the klolos. In two places we have the klolos, the parsha of the klolos, twice a year. So tichlos of Torah skianim kodem atzeres v'shebenish v'shebemishne toira the ones mishnah kodem Rosh Hashanah. My time is up to Gemara. Omar Abaye v'teimer eshlokish kedesh tichlos shana v'kiluiseho. The year should end, and the Klolos Yom, you should start a fresh start. The Gemara says, what do you mean fresh start? Rosh Hashanah, I understand. What about Atzeres? The Gemara says Atzeres is also called Rosh Hashanah. As we know, the Mishnah in Tezayin, Rosh Hashanah says, Atzeres, when Nidah and Alperos are Elon, the fruits of the tree. Every year, like we learned last year, we have the Indian of the Klolos. We lay in the Toichicha, what we called the serious Toichicha, which tools of all the 98 Klolos, the different Klolos that the Torah says to someone who doesn't keep the Torah. And then we go into the year with a fresh start. But Toichicha speaks out. We always have a passion that's a buffer between the parish at the end of the as Taisa speaks out over there, the parish that's in between. The parasha in Vayetzeres is parish Bamidbar. Parish Bamidbar will always be the parasha that precedes Matan Torah. Not only as the Chayra is just a buffer, but the Chayra Parash Bamidbar is the Achana, the Parash that's before is the Achana for Matan Torah. And we have to understand where in Parash Bamidbar do we find this Achana for Matan Torah. Avada, the Pashtus is the beginning of the Parasha. Chazal tell us וידבר השם מוישה מבר סיני, לא מבין מבר סיני, וכאן שונו חכם בגימול דבורם לתורה, באש ובמים ובמדבר. במדבר was an intrinsic מהלך, a way of being, of זכת התורה, is the end of a midbar, which deserves its own שמוז. But I think there's something else that we have to learn out. There could be a מרדק, is מרדק אחונה, and be'etzem, it's b'schus this thing, as the Baron says, b'schus zeh, v'taku ru'uyim, l'kabolos ha'toyru. And what is that? The Baron zokt, the Mishnah Ravarin, the Yisoy Godel, that we see from the parasha, from the command of the parasha, in this week's parasha, the different shvatim, the different shvatim, where they were set up, where were they commanded to encamp in the midbar. There were certain shvatim out of camp over here, certain shvatim over here. Each one was numbered. The beginning of the parasha, Moshe calls over each one and numbers them. And after we number them, each one is given their own degel. Each shave is given their own degel, their own flag. And then there's commanded to encamp around the Mishkan, and everybody in the Matzav, every shevet in its place, every shevet in its unique Mokoim, and that's how they'll encamp, and that's how they'll travel. Zohar Baharin, from these Hayrois, Hamafuratois, Binyoni, Hachaniyah, Ramas, Shinil of Israel, the Torah goes into a mer de garich of this pasha by say, you see Shabbos. If Mitzvashem, if we're zoichet see Shabbos, so you'll be able to, by Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah elaborates the arichas gedoyla on the numbers and the encampments and where they are, where they should be chanu, he's here and him by him. Zokra Baarin, Vakfiyim Yehem Shod Hashem Lechol Degel V'Degel on each shavit that shavit this Degel Oifu Chani Yosen Prod Avodis HaMishkim Nesiyas Kero Deis HaMasod B'Midman Melamdom. What's it all coming to teach? What's the Nekuda Achroina? Melamdom Al Nechitzusoy Ma'alosu Agdola Shal HaSeid. So it's coming to teach the importance, the Ma'il and Nechitzus of Seder. A person has to be organized. The Ibn Yishoy wants that Klal Yishoy to be so organized and so put it to everybody, put it in their right place, because this is not only Hakdoma to Torah, it's Hakdoma to life. And Chas V'Sholoim, as the Hebrew Aaron brings, that the Mikbil will say there, according to the Gemara in Erechin, Mishoyer Sheshir, a Mishoyer Sheshir is Chayav Misa. A per Mishoyer, his job in the Beis Hamikdash is to do Mishoyer. That's his job. His job is to do Mishoyer, to sing. Levim have different jobs. Other ones were made to guard the gates, to lock up, to be service. The Beis Hamikdash is a different way. If his job was to be Mishoyer and he was Shear, he went to watch the gates. Chayav Misa, says the Gemara in Erechin. Rabbi Aaron learns that's the same Yisoyt. And the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, Al Tachrisu Hashem Mishpachos HaKahosi V'Zoyis Osulam V'Choyu Zok the Medrash Shekol Echad HaYeroz Liskos V'Nesiyas HaOren. Everybody wants to be Zechot to carry the Oren. What a schus! The Oren HaKodesh! For you durchin zed zed, for you born with a callous roish, for you are in mechal b'hem. That's why Hashem, there was a special command after this week, end of this week's part, al tachrisu Hashem is lady. So even though the Oren is talus akadusha, for you mechal b'meulim, you should be slow. Even the great ones of Klai Yisrael were destroyed, were knocked off, because the Iha Seder. And be'emes, if you saw it in life, all machloikes, all disputes, all situations of strife come from, because there's a mix and mingle, that a person tries to stick his nose into a place that he shouldn't be. The world was created with boundaries. The world was set up in a way, the Bereshit set it up with Seder. A Moed that gets Seder to the Bria, it then disrupts that Seder. It's not only an Avlo, but it could be destruction to the world. There's a Seder how the world is supposed to run. There's a Seder how we're supposed to run our lives. The greatest Sefer that we have, the Klal Yisrael has, people think, I want to revolve it. Zatzal, he says we have, people have Siddurim, people have learned Chumash, they learn Mishnayis, they learn Gemara. There's another Sefer that has to be learned. One of the greatest Svarim that Klal Yisrael ever was bequeathed to Klal Yisrael, the Siddur, is also a Sefer. The Oifin that we daven, the Savior that we daven from, the Savior that is the Makor and Yisoid of all of Klal Yisrael's Tzvila, the Savior that has been around for millions of years, thousands of years, the Savior that brings us our Yeshuas, nothing can come without Tzvila, is the Siddur. And the Siddur is made in a way that from the beginning to the end, it's a perfect balance. We start with the Birchas HaShachar, which is the awakening of the morning, you get up and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, for every single step of the day. Thank the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the first thing we do. And then we go into the Birchas HaTorah, or some of the Birchas HaTorah, but then we go into the Pesukei Dezim, we start off by Lishmoyel Arina Velatfila, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu his praises. And then we come closer, we see the Bria and the Birchas HaShacha and the Birchas HaMoiris. And then we go to the love of the Azim Torah, which is the two ways that the Rambam says, recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize his Malchus. Now we come to Shema Yisrael, Mekabo Mal Shomayim. And while we're on that elevation of going vayta and vayta, we come into Shmoneh Esrei. After Mekabo Mal Shomayim, we go to greet the king. As Rashi says in Brochos, as a person who knocks on the door, if someone's not son of Gula Tzvila, it's like a person who knocked the door and ran away. You knock on the door and then you present yourself to the Yibane Shalom, you talk to him. And the Seder Atzuma to the Bria. When the Halov is brought, the Magid Meishon and Fash Ba'ah, the Tikra Kol HaTzvila, Mei Roish of Yatzoyf and Kiseider. A person should read the Tzvila in order. Lo Yesaf Yil Teva Achas Ta Kulom Yusedes Api HaSoit. The words of the Tzvila is Meredik. V'loi Ke'oisim HaShoitim. The fools, Shemitalgim HaTfila, Besiva Shinosam Hara, Al Mishkavoisam, they had the problem back then also. Mattresses, in Chinese. Loi Ke'oisim HaShoitim, Shinosam Al Mishkavoisam, Oile Shemitalgim HaTinoirois, Bekamakam Arois, Gormulam, Bekola Oilam, Besibas, Bekola Oilam, Besibas Nias HaShefalam, Azeb Yosem Makdimen, HaMauchum, Achen HaMukdam, they come in, they damage Shemona Esrei, and then they dive and go back and dive Birchus HaShachar, and it's topsy-turvy, it's all made a big bilbo. There's a tzura, a seder to the Tvarim. That's why it's called Sidur. And that's the first thing, the first sefer that's given over to children. The Siddur party with the Bamba. How you doing, Shloimi? We give them a Siddur, because that's the seder for their lives. Seder is the Yisoid of life. The Yisoid HaBriyah. And a person goes out of the boundaries. He loses himself. And he doesn't have a Seder HaChayim. That's the Toichachor, Boisai. The Toichachor, as Rashi says, there's a Seder in the Toichachor also. The whole Seder of Toichachor is to teach a person a lesson that you have to understand is your brainish of growing the belt. But when things step out of line, when a person tries to go in the wrong direction, when he loses himself and he loses what his Tachlis in this world is for, Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to straighten him out. The Toichacha is not a punishment, Rabbi, that's a mistake. The Bereshim wants you to wake up. He wants you to understand that the Seder, the Bria, this world has an ordinance. This world has a Seder. And that's why the Bereshim writes over and over and tells him, Kerry. What's Kerry? It's just a happening. It's coincidence. Coincidence is the steer to Seder. Seder means that there's a Bereshim is running this in an orderly fashion. The Bereshim wants the world to run a certain way. This Hashkocha, this has to go this way. You look at everything, Bereshim shall carry. Happening, there's no Seder to anything. The Bereshim tries to wake you up. Realize, I'm running the show over here. There's a master, there's the Bereshim, who created the world, has been managing the world, and the world has to run with that Seder. And if you don't realize it, I'm going to have to make a little bit hot under the collar. That's the Holy Spirit of the Torah. Comes along Pasha from Midbar. If you were saying it's the buffer Pasha, because it's here to teach us the Mailas HaSeida. That the Yibarishim wants a world of Shalom, of Achdus, of togetherness, of peace, of harmony. Harmony is disrupted when there's no Seida. Because everybody's involved in what he thinks he should be involved in when he doesn't have the tafkin. The Svarna writes the Vilva Midbar, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu called, when they called Moshe Rabbeinu called over to count each one, it wasn't just to stand up and be counted. It was also to tell the person his chashivos, and he has a tafkin. That is better than you saw him that's going. What is that better? A big picture on everybody at a semel. And a picture of who they are, of what the Shevet's about. What was that for? All of the Mepharshim explained the same Yisoid, that that Shevet has a tafkid in this world, and that tafkid is not a steer to his tafkid. Why? Because we're all here to bring about Kavod Shemayim. And if your job is to do it this way, it's not a steer. But you have to know what's your tafkin, and he has to know his tafkin. That's part of the Seder. Each and every one gives and donates, and it's part of this Moed HaKaseid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria. And this is the Hatzlocha Zachar in the Boisar. In all our activities in life, if we want to be Mutzlochim, we have to have Seder. It's a mistake! It's something that's been put on by the Goyim. The way we dress, the way we act, our Tshuas HaChaim is billable. And then we want to know, what did I learn yesterday? I can't figure it out. I think it was Shavuot. I'm not sure. Or maybe it was something to do with making a neder. Or maybe it was, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what, sometimes you speak to by, they don't know what day of the week it is. They lost 2 days. Somewhere in the shuffle. I don't know which shuffle that was, but they lost in the shuffle. They lost in the shuffle. They lost. Today's Thursday. I spoke to Avraham. He says, wow, Baruch Hashem. He'd say, Baruch Hashem, it's Tuesday. I said, it's Thursday. He says, today is Thursday. And the Yoim, I said, Tuesday today. I said, what happened? I missed a day this week. It was Shabbat, it was Sunday, it was Yontif. I forgot what day we're holding. And the whole Seder HaChaim of that the Goyim made of Elt, the Sfarim bring down, that today, the Nishtanu Ativim, in a lot of things, the Gei Halachas, the Gabi women, in Shabbat, the Nuchas Nido, the Gabi other Halachas, and a lot of persons say that the reason why these changes have been gone into effect is because we don't have there's a topsy-turvy day today. Amo in the world, because Baruch Hu made it by Yerev Vayivoyker, but he said it's such a mitzvah as a Vayerev Vayivoyker. There's the night and there's the day. Tonight, people used to have, there was no lights, no electricity, nothing going on. What's the hack? So the Mela, there was a Mesed Rayoim. A guy would go to sleep. Vayhi Erev, it's dark out. No light, we go to sleep now. The morning, it's light out. Get up. The Mela, the body was in such a form. Today, I was speaking to cab drivers. I spoke to the cab driver. I said, I took a cab home once more very late at night. And the kids, I said, after Yeshiva here, love. So I said, what shift? He says, I just woke up. I said, we just woke up. Yeah, it's time to work. I said, why? He says, what are you doing working now? I said, I do the night shift. So you don't know why you like the night shift? I said, because a little bit less cars on the road. It's cooler during the day. It's hot. It's cooler. I said, you make a panas? What a shit, crazy. You better make a panas. I said, how do you make a panas? Your shift is 12 to 6 in the morning. What's the problem? No one sleeps. He's making a panosa from 12 to 6 in the morning. For who? Who's going out at 12 to 6 in the morning? You're talking about hundreds of cab drivers. How do they make a panosa from 12 to 6 in the morning? How many people are going to the airport already? Well, no problem. 4:30 in the morning, guys flagging down. From Kings. The hotel. Hotel Kings. The King's Hotel. No, everybody knows about that King. He's flagging down a cab. Why is he flagging down a cab? No buses anymore. It's a little late for the buses. There's another reason why he's flagging down a cab. He can't. It's not charging him to make it back in that position. He needs the laying down position to make it back. The back of the cab will do. He has to have his friend sit in the front. Or he just puts him in the back and says, bring him to Najara 7. And put him upstairs in his room, 50 sheds. A person has no say in HaChayim. And his head works, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a Bria with a Seder. We have the whole Mitzvah, the whole Tzuras HaChayim is a Seder. The way we're made, the way it was made to function. But we live in a world that's total mizmala that gone to Seder. There's no such thing as night anymore. Night was a time of sheket. A person was supposed to contemplate his day, think about how he can improve. Night was a time for Torah, says Chazal. The Rambam says, how is the Talmud Chacham? Someone who's not ma'abed achas mileloisa, doesn't lose one night of learning. The nights when times when the person would pack it in. Today is also the night when he packs it in. Oh boy, does he pack it in. Six pack it in. But the nights were time when a guy would be able to pack it in. It was quiet. It was sheket. He could learn with a candle if he had to. And he went to sleep with sheket. Tonight he has no seder whatsoever. There's no such thing as a normal time to go to sleep anymore. 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. A guy can normally go to sleep at 4:30 and have a life. And he wakes up 11 o'clock. That's during this man. Bein Hazman, oh wow. We go for the sixer. 6 o'clock till we get up to six. And of course we have to sleep before the nights. And we wake up 6 to 6. Sixers. And then a person wants to say, Rebbe, my life's in a little turmoil. Can you help me? Maybe I need to go to a psychologist, psychiatrist, psychotic, this, whatever it is. I'm having a little trouble with my life. The whole surah of Yisrael V'chaim is buildable. But it's much deeper than that of Yisrael. The buildable has a kesher to why is that way. What's the yisoid of Yisrael? The yisoid is efkeris. Because seder means discipline. In order to have seder, you need discipline. The story that Torah was given, that Rabbanan is saying, that the person who has seder is ruining the Torah because they work hand in hand. Torah is the disciplinary sefer, the book of discipline. It gives us rules and regulations for our lives. That's what seder is all about. There are boundaries. There's a way of life that you have to live within these boundaries and not step out. If you do step out, you've lost your right to live. That's what the Torah says. Don't step. These are the people you're allowed to marry, and you can't step out of those. And if you do, you go to why? What? Because these are your boundaries. You're not allowed to do whatever you want. You're not live what and do and eat and do whatever you want. There are boundaries, limitations. The person has to practice discipline. Seder is the twin sister of that, Rabbi Sayyid. Because Seder is based on disciplining ourselves. Showing ourselves that there's a Seder to our day means saying to myself, no, I'm not just going to go here and go there. But the world taught us, when introduced to the world, the sort of hefkerus of doing whatever you want. No limitations. Mamela, there's no seder to the life either. And it's so true, Rabbi Sa. But it doesn't make sense. And I'm not trying to figure out any, but the Maisa, it's a parallel to Gazach, Rabbi Sa. What's the Yisoid? A bachur walks with his shirt out. Of course, he has tzitzis sticking on the side. But his shirt is fully out of his pants. That's Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the way a person would walk into, let's say, had a chashur meeting. I once heard at a yeshiva, they said that a Baal Bas came to speak to them. The reason why he brought them to speak there, he said he wanted to teach how you're supposed to dress, a person should dress. The Baal Batim, who works in Manhattan with this nice suit, was $250 tie. Perfect. Masudr. He looks like a mensch. How do we walk around? Everything's out. It's issa d'oraisa. If you have one part, it has to be all out. Everything out. Nothing in. Why? Because I want to live free. What's the expression of the shirt out? I'm a free man. I can do what I want. And in Mela, I leave my shirt out. I let my hair go long, my shirt out, and we're going to town! We're having a good time! The short out is not the problem, Rabbi. The short out is a simen that we're doyrish. Our thought pattern is, I want to be free. No one wants you to tell me how to live. I want to be free, man. But the ma'isa person has to realize, and I'm not saying now we have mega takonas ha'yeshiva, we have to, but in Boisai, the chitzon is more the p'dim. A person walks with his shirt in, it shows a certain surah that I'm a surah like a mensch. It's clear to me, Boisai, if a guy's going on a shidduch date, here he is! Marry Pfeffelheimer! How you doing, Sarah? Here's your prospective father-in-law. Does he have his shirt out? Why not? You know, this is how I go around Shiva. Come on, let's get, you know, what he comes to say. And even if he doesn't wear a tie or a jacket, but his shirt's in his pants, the buddy said. No one's going on a date. Why not? Come to the date with your shirt out. Here I am. What's the shout, the buddy said? The terrence is, you don't want people to think you're not a mensch. But he's coming to be British and to Tamil for the king of the Shmoyimus today. Here he is. And his shirt is all the way down to the floor. Shmoyimus Esrei in front of the British. Sarah Belchbaum, he tucks his shirt in for him. For the British, we got to be free, you know, it's a little bit, rabbi, not too much pressure. You're pressuring too much. I'm going to have to see a doctor. Ella, what's the pshat? I want to be free. I want to be a free man. I want to have a free life. Tell me rules. Curfew, Rabbi? Curfew? What are we, in high school? We might be high, but we're not in high school. A curfew for me? I can take care of myself. Rabbi, I didn't realize it's 11:15 in the morning already. Wow. Can't believe it. I can take care of myself. It's 11:15 in the morning. He hasn't woken up. In the morning, it's 11:15 of us. He hasn't woken up yet. That's an early bird. It's like the 1:45 special. Just in time to drive in for lunch. Cut the line, be first at lunch, because you really deserve it, a long enough sleep. So you should be first online to get the grilled cheese sandwich, so you can go back to sleep for second Seder. Curfew for me? Why do I need a curfew? I'm in control. My life's okay. I know how to handle my life. But you can't wake up in the morning. You're not going to get up in the morning, but it's a simple equation. It's not too hard. Let's try to figure it out. 2 + 2 = 5. Simple equation. You go to bed 4:30 in the morning, you are not getting up for Shacharis. And maybe not for Night Seder either. I don't understand. I'm just not making the storm. I'm trying to figure it out. Give me the. It must be. Go to sleep. At a normal time. Get up at a normal time. Have a normal life. Get your life into Seder. Oh yeah, there's so much to do at night. I walk to his room, and I go to his room, and maybe his room, and then his room. Then I go downstairs, and I walk upstairs, and I go around, and there, back, and there. Seder is you make a time for yourself. It's not so hard. You figure out what the time, how many hours you need to sleep. And you go to bed, and you sleep those hours. You get up in the morning, get dressed, put on your pants, tuck your shirt in, and you come to daven. It's like a regular, normal mensch. You're going to talk to the Baruch Shalom. Why is your shirt out? It's a peladik zachar, Lysan. Think about it for a second. You're going to meet any chashuv business. You have your shirt out. I don't believe it. Yeah, wherever you these times, Obama goes with a shoe. That's all belonging to me. I don't believe it. And a date, for sure, you wouldn't go. I guarantee you. No guy's turning up on a date with his shirt out of his pants. The Torah is the twin sister of the Seder, but at the same time, we need to develop our bodies and to work on ourselves. This is the key to our lives, Rabbi. Our whole life could be different. How many people are sitting, married men are sitting, because they never learned as a bracha, how to go to sleep at a normal time. They're sitting and their marriages are ruined. They used to come to the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Alta Mikel, Alta Mislabot, the different, I forgot which Alta it was, but he once came to visit his son and he wanted to see how he was doing. So where did he go? To the Beis Medrash. No, he went to his room, saw everything was in order, he turned around and went home. The shirts were tucked in the right place, pants in the right place, everything was Masuda, he went home. His first name is Masuda, he keeps himself Masuda, his life is Masuda. His learning is Masuda also, he didn't have to see anymore. The person doesn't learn Seder, but he said he suffers for it for his whole life. He's going to have Shalom Bayis problems, Rabbi said. I'm telling you right now. Even though his wife doesn't mind picking up his smelly socks. But at the end of the day, his life is going to be out of commission. Because he can't go to sleep in a normal time. He doesn't wake up in a normal time. His wife won't respect him. His whole life, when cops done. I'm talking from the Maisa, and this is not like very nice. It sounds like good. It fits into the shmooze like a glove. It's the Maisa. I deal with these issues. My husband doesn't have, he's not masudin. He has no, his life is topsy-turvy. He doesn't go to sleep at night. He doesn't wake up in the morning. He has a job, he can't keep a job. And even when he can keep the job, he can't go further in it. Because the boss doesn't respect him, because he comes every single day 45 minutes late. I'll be there tomorrow early, boss. Don't worry about me. You can rely on me. With my shirt tucked out. And it's this learning also, Rabbi Yisai. It all filters down to the learning, to the ruchnias, Rabbi Yisai. His davening, as we learned, is no davening. You can't daven. He comes in, he davens a little Shmona Esrei, a little this, a little that. It ruins the Seidat for him. And his learning, Rabbi Yisai, how does a person remember? It has left to remember anything. His mind is topsy-turvy. He doesn't have a normal Seder of Chazara, because there's no Seder. He doesn't have a normal Seder. We call it Seder, but it's the Murray Degazah. A whole yeshiva, the Seder, and then we have, and the whole learning based on Starim Seder. There's the morning Seder, the afternoon Seder, and the night Seder. Everything's. And his learning has to be all the Gedolim Rabbis. And Murray Degazah, when they learned this and when they learned that, every Chavrusa was kept, and how much to Chazar, and how many times they're doing that. There was a plan, it was a Seder. And through that, they retained Murray Degazah information. Keeping to a retzifus every day and to know when and what to learn, it became something that ikvi and retzifus and mele he was able to accomplish. This is the Yisod of Yisai. You have to learn from Parashat Bamidbar. The Ibn Shem made a world. The entire world was meshubah to the Torah. The Torah should teach the world how to live. But it became v'nahafechu, Rabbi Yisai. We went amongst the Goyim, and the Goyim taught us how to live. The whole thing of night, the night entertainment live world, it taught the world, Rabbi Yisai, that this, that's it. You can stay at the late show, Rabbi Yisai. What's that for? Who's that for? The television set, and then before, even the times before these other things came in, the tzuras ha-mahalach, even very late at night. I'm sure when they first started the television industry, it was a certain time of that, 2 in the morning, 11, 12 o'clock at night, the thing was off. Till 4 in the morning, then the other entertainment industry came in. They didn't get any time in the day or night. V'horaya. Anyway, for the Maisa, getting back to our Yisrael device. This is the thing that we have to all learn, Rabbi Yisai. If you want to prepare, if you want to fill our task, Rabbi Yisai, a person came to this world. We all came, we have to ask ourselves, the Masil Sharm says, what did you come for? What are you here for? What in the world are we here in this world as human beings functioning? We believe there's a creator that created us. We have a job. That's the Yisoid, HaYisoidah of Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisai. Yisoid HaChasidish,
Hoshiyas Bav, Yisameis, Eitel, Kol, Odom, Ma, Choyvosoi, Ba'olamo. What's our choyv in this world? Finding our tafkid. Finding what we have to do with our lives. Of us. We weren't created to eat garinim seeds. We weren't created to drink beer, for sure not. Doesn't even taste good. We weren't created to drink schnapps, I feel, at El Chaim, that we come out stone drunk and make Chol Hashem, for sure not. What were we created for? We have a tafkid. Every person has a tafkid in this world to bring about Kavod Shamayim. Each in his own individual way. I'm not saying it all has to be in one way. Forget it. It's all in individual different ways. Every one of Shevet of Klal Yisrael had a tafkid with a degel, with a picture on it. And Zvulun's tafkid was to go out l'choyf yamin and support Yisachar. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the Seder Adonai Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to run. But if a person doesn't teach himself, discipline himself, doesn't learn to understand that I have an individual tafkid, I have a life that I'm supposed to live up to, I have a Seder that I'm supposed to accomplish, then I'll never feel satisfied. And I'll leave this world one day and I'll have to come back to find and redo and accomplish this task. Ishal digloy, ishal machanei. Let us work to find Seder in our lives. Find Seder in our davening, and our learning there should be Seder. It was Yizoycha Be'ezah Hashem through that. And we should have a life that the Rebbe Yisrael looks down and sees, this is a mensch, this is a adam. This is the person who I created the world for. Yisroel Hashem B'cho Esporem. Yizoycha Be'ezah Hashem. To the schus that we bring our lives into a Seder Advarim. Bizarro together to stand in a few days in the Kabbal Torah. Bizarro to the Maila. Ovo Echo, Ovo Kuba, Vivis Yachad, Nasa Benishma Amukah.